All right, dear Wilson, let's begin. First of all, an incredible Yashikoch to the Erevels for such a beautiful spread. Opening house on Erev Shabbos. So we'll see. So tonight, I know we're jumping around a little bit. We did first week of the Chabura, we did Likutei Moharan. Last week, we did a little bit of Likutei Halachas from the Parsha. Or actually, we did a piece on Likutei Halachas on the Parsha. This week, I want to begin actually from the beginning of Likutei Halachas. So we'll see. You know, Likutei Halachas is Rabbi Nachman went ahead and essentially, we spoke about this concept before, that the beauty of halacha is that halacha doesn't just express a series of do's and don'ts, but rather halacha goes ahead and also expresses different hashkafic, moral, ethical ideas as well. So what the Rebbe does throughout Likutei Halachas is he goes ahead and he demonstrates the deeper dimension of different areas of halacha. So it's an incredible, first of all, it's great because you get to learn halacha, but it's also to see the pnimius of halacha, to see the inner depth and profundity of halacha is incredible as well. So tonight we'll begin halacha aleph. We'll probably spend a couple of weeks on it, but you'll see it's truly beautiful. So the halacha is as follows. So remember, halacha aleph, first he begins with the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, Yiskaber ka'ari la'amol ba'boker la'avodos boro. A person, probably one of the hardest halachas in all of Shulchan Aruch. Right? You have to get up like a lion to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does that mean? Mamish, so there's no snooze button. There's no rolling over. There's no just a few more minutes. Yisgaber Kari. I have to mamish get up like a lion in the morning.
Get up
could be one thing. Correct. Get up with like a lion with a roar, with a islavos, with an excitement, with an energy. Thank you. it sounds exceptionally difficult. I might as well say, remember, most times we're just happy if we actually just get up, right? At the right time, in the right way. But here, Mamash Shulchan Aruch is saying that, no, you got to get up. There's a way to get up. Now, also, yeah, of course, understand the hashkaf of this halacha, right? The hashkaf, and the Rebbe is going to discuss this, but he says, let's finish halacha. Shi'ehu ma'orer hashachar. But say actually a very beautiful verbiage. My goal is that I should awaken the dawn and not allow the dawn to awaken me. The Rama comments on this. Hago, Shivisi Hashem lenegdi samid zekla godl batora. So the Rama adds in and he says, I place God before me at all times. This is an important principle in the Torah. So we'll see the connection of the statement of the Rama to the statement of the Mechaber. But for now we're going to focus on the statement of the Mechaber. So we'll see. So just to understand on a basic level, the hashkafa of this concept. What does it mean ultimately again to go out and get up like a lion? Right? So says the Gemara, the halacha is telling us something amazing. That I will say every day is filled with such dramatic and incredible opportunity. Right? Every single day is filled with incredible boundless potential. So the idea is if you recognize every day as just an incredible and overwhelming treasure, then by definition there's so much to do, so much to accomplish, there's no time to waste. And because there's no time to waste, I have to awaken the dawn. I can't wait for the dawn to awaken me. That's the goal. The problem is when we roll over or when we snooze. So really what I'm really lacking is not laziness. What I'm really lacking is a little bit of an awareness as to the incredible profundity that each and every day brings. If I truly realize the gift of the day and what I could accomplish and what I could do and what I could be, then ultimately, again, indeed, I would fulfill the halacha of Yiskaber Kari. I would not just get out of bed, but I'd get out of bed with an incredible start, with an incredible islavos. So the Rebbe explains this idea very beautifully. He says, Ki Isa, and I will say, now what he's going to do over here, we'll see more in next week's shir, is when we'll get a bit more into some of the actual halacha. Here the Rebbe just gives a beautiful, beautiful kind of introduction. So here we go. Ki Isa b'direi Rabbeinu Zal. So remember again, Rabbi Nachman didn't commit anything to writing. What we have in writing from Rabbi Nachman is what's recorded by his student, Rabbi Nassim. So Rabbi Nassim writes as follows. Ki Isa b'direi Rabbeinu Zal. Rabbi Nachman often used to write. Now I will say here, in the Likutei Halachas, he's quoting from Siman Resh Pei Beis, which is in the Likutei Moharan. So we actually saw this piece in the Likutei Moharan probably a number of years ago. It's one of the Rebbe's most profound pieces. Look what he writes. Shekisha adam maskel lachapes atzmo veroa shurachok mo'o me'ashem yisbarach. When a person begins to search inside of himself and he begins to see how far he is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? He begins to search and he begins to see how far he is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hu mali chatom u'pagam harbe. And I begin to look inside myself, and what do I see? I'm filled with so many averis, and I'm filled with so many deficiencies. Right? That's what happens. I begin to introspect. I begin to look around, and I begin to see, I'm so chaser. I'm so deficient. He goes on. And a person looks at himself and he says, you know what? I'm not good. I'm so far from Tov. I'm so far from being anything good. So we'll say, so what are you doing? We all have those moments when I look in the mirror and I'm so profoundly unhappy with what I see. This is not the person I wanted to be. This is not the life I wanted to be leading. This is not the persona I wanted to create for myself. I wanted something so dramatically different. So what happens? What do you do in those moments? He says, Azai, who tzarach lechapes ulevakish v'limtso ba'atzmo ezetos. So here you see, by the way, the difference between the chassidim and the misnagdim, right? So you know, again, well, not as a misnagdim, but like if you are like an avadiker, right? If you're a real Baal Mosar, so if you're looking inside yourself and you found deficiencies and sin and hate and you saw how broken you were, so what would you say? Good. Good, that's exactly what you should find, right? Because you're broken, because you're nothing, because you're terrible. What does the chassid say? What does Rabbi Nachman say? When you look inside yourself and you see all the stuff that's broken and compromised, okay, you found that. Now find something good. Now find something good inside yourself. You have to look inside yourself and now find something redeeming. I know what my faults are. I know what my deficiencies are. Now look inside yourself and find something good inside of you. Ki eich efshar shelo ya'asa ezetov miyamav. See, the Rebbe says, Rabosai, again, the psychology of this is very simple. If I introspect and I find my deficiencies, my handicaps, my faults, my sins, right? Rabosai, so most of us, when we look in, when we introspect and we don't like what we find, usually what we just do is we wallow in it, right? And we fall deeper and deeper into just like that pit of despair. So the Rebbe says, okay, you've done the introspection, you've found your deficiencies and your shortcomings, now find something good. Because the goal, of course, after I find my deficiencies and my shortcomings is to what? Is to go ahead and build myself back up. But you can't build yourself back up unless ultimately, again, you believe that you possess good. Unless you have something with which to build. So after you've found your deficiencies, go look and find something ezatov. Find some good in yourself. For it is impossible that ultimately, again, you can't. It's impossible that you didn't do something good in your life. You see, I think this is mamish, like this is a song. I think in the working, it's got to be right. There's got to be a niggun in Shemayim for this. Okay, you'll find it. So he says, it's got to be that I look inside of myself and I find something good that I did throughout my life. Va'af. So we'll say, okay, so let's say now I find something good. What happens? Va'af shu roa shegam ma'at hatov she'asa hu mali pitzoyim. He'll say, what's the problem? When I do identify something good that I've done, what do I quickly find? That even my good is deficient. Right? So I find, okay, you know, I introspect, I find all that is broken, all that is compromised, all that is tarnished and sullied. So I look a little further to try to find something good. And then I find something good. But I realize that even my good is deficient, right? Even my good is incomplete. Even my good is tarnished. Kimu'ura bepsolas harbe. Because a lot of times I will say, even when we do good things, we don't necessarily do good things in good ways. We don't necessarily do good things with good intentions. So even the good things that I do sometimes are compromised as well. Afapikein, e'afshar she'in bo ezer nekuda tova al kopanim. The Rebbe says, you got to find something good inside yourself. No matter how compromised you may be, no matter what the deficiencies may be, no matter how diluted the tov that you have performed may have become, you have to find what he calls a nekuda tova, a spark of good, a spark of good, a dot, a little ray of good. Says the Rebbe, the goal is find inside yourself a nekuda tova. Find inside yourself one little spark of light. And keep looking. more and more and more. So you're able to find the good that's inside of you. So what happens? Now I begin to find the good that's inside of me, and now I have a new view of myself. Because before, when I began to introspect, when I looked in the mirror, what did I see? I saw a sinner. I saw a balaveris, right? That's what I found. But now that I delved a little bit deeper, I find I have good. Okay, sometimes my good is not great. Sometimes my good is just good. Sometimes my good is compromised, but there's good there nevertheless. Now watch this. Va'al yedei zeh, shedan es atzmo lekaf sechus, umotzei ba'atzmo nekudos tovos adayin, afa pi sha'asa ma sha'asa pagam ma sha'pagam, al yedei zeh, hu yotzei be'emes mekaf chova, v'nichnas lekaf sechus, be'emes. Va'al yedei zeh, Yachal iskas l'tshuva. Now, what's the word that Rebbe says over here? We're all familiar with the concept of being down l'kaf sechus, so which we normally translate as giving someone the benefit of the doubt, right? Judging people favorably. What we sometimes forget, says the Rebbe, is that this is not just a concept that applies to others, but rather this is a concept that applies to ourselves as well. Because all too often in life, we judge ourselves by our failures. We judge ourselves by our shortcomings. Says the Rebbe, look for the good inside of you. And even if the good is not great, even if the good itself is tarnished and sullied, but find an akuda tova, find something, find some ray of light. And then when you look at yourself, be dan lekaf sechus. Give yourself the benefit of the doubt. Give yourself the benefit of the doubt. Tell yourself, you know what? I'm not a sinner. Or I'm a good person who does bad things. I'm not a bad person. And the moment that you give yourself the benefit of the doubt and you're done, yourself, you judge yourself favorably, then something amazing happens. Then you suddenly have the ability to be all about tshuva. Only once you give yourself the benefit of the doubt and judge your own self favorably, do you have the ability to do tshuva. And I will say, the logic behind that is very simple. Because lemaisa, in order to do tshuva, you have to believe in yourself. The only way to believe in yourself is to believe that you have good inside of you. And the only way to really believe that you have good inside of you is to actively seek it out and find it. And even if that good is not great, and even if that good is tarnished, and even if that good is compromised, it's an akuda tova nevertheless. It's enough to get the ball rolling. It's enough to get the process started. It's enough to give yourself the benefit of the doubt and to tell yourself, despite the fact that I've done many bad things in life, I am not a bad person. I'm a good person who's done foolish things. I'm a good person who's made some significant mistakes. I'm a good person who's made some serious missteps. But I have to give myself the benefit of the doubt and believe that I have good within. And if I believe that, then ultimately, again, that gives me the koach to do tshuva. He says, "V'zeh b'chinas," he quotes over the pasuk from Tehillim, which is so beautiful. The pasuk says, "Va'od ma'at ve'in rasha." Now, David HaMelech literally is saying over here, "Od ma'at ve'in rasha" means like this. It means, in just a little bit, the Rasha will not be here. The Rasha will not be here. Now, what David HaMelech is technically referring to is the Messianic era, right? Pretty soon Mashiach will be here, and when Mashiach comes, what's going to happen? The Rasha'im will be gone, right? The Rasha'im will be gone. Od ma'at ve'in Rasha. But look how the Rebbe interprets it. He says something so beautiful. Al yedei osa, left-hand column. Al yedei osa, ha'od ma'at, shesham eino Rasha. So the Rebbe says something amazing. Listen to this drasha. He says, no matter how much you've messed up in life, od ma'at, there's always a little bit left of you ve'in rasha. That's not evil. Sometimes we make terrible mistakes in life. We make many wrong turns. We make bad decisions. We get ourselves into seriously terrible circumstances and situations. Always know, od ma'at, there's always a little bit of you ve'in rasha. That's not corrupted, that's not evil. And because there's a little bit of me that is uncorrupted and still good, therefore I have the ability to turn things around. Va'al yedei zeh, yachol l'sameach le'atzmo. And I will say, through that, a person can gladden himself. Because I will say, what's the greatest simcha in life? The greatest simcha is the knowledge that I'm not a lost cause, right? The greatest simcha is, I've messed up really badly in life, but I'm not down and out. I've messed up, seriously messed up. But at the end of the day, I'm not beyond redemption. I can make myself happy. Bosa, listen to this. And it's only when you believe in yourself that you can daven. Right? Rabbi said, do you hear this? Listen to this idea. Rabbi Nachman says, you can't daven if you don't believe that you possess good. Because if when you look at yourself, all you see is someone who's made a whole bunch of life mistakes, then why would you, how would you even summon up the nerve to come before God? And if you think so little of yourself, you would project that low self-esteem onto HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. That if I don't like me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like me. Look what he said. Zeb Bechina Shabbos, listen to this drasha. Azamra lailokai ba'odi. Shabbos says, so ultimately, again, I will go ahead and dab, I will sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'odi. So ba'odi means when I'm still here, right? The Rebbe translates it, al yidei ha'od ma'at shemotze ba'atzmo. So the Rebbe dashes it like this. Remember, he looks at the two psukim. First pasuk said, va'od ma'at ve'in rasha. Right? There's still a little bit of me that's not corrupted. Right? No matter what mistakes I made in life, there's still a little bit of me that's still good. Azamra lelokai ba'odi. I daven, I could sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Ba'odi, ba'od shebi. With a little bit of me that is uncorrupted. I might have messed up a lot in life. And the truth is, I may have really tarnished a significant part of my identity, persona, and my essence. But there's always the ode ma'at ve'in rasha. And it's that ode that allows me to azamra lelokai, to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How ba'odi, ba'od shebi. With a little bit that's uncorrupted. With a little bit that's still good. With a little bit that's pure. He goes on, he says, va'al yidei zeh. Yachol Azamra L'Hodos L'Hashem. Right, Tabosai? To dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu requires confidence, requires the knowledge that I am good at my core, that I am special, that I'm not all bad. But one second, what to do with the fact that I've made so many bad decisions in life, so many poor decisions, so many mistakes and missteps? Od Ma'at Ve'in Rasha. And as long as you could find that Od Ma'at, then Azamra Le'lokai Be'odi. Isn't that correct? Same idea. Same idea. Correct. Beautiful. So he goes on. Let's listen to this. Just listen to this. Naase nigunim. And ultimately, again, what's the next step after this? After you find the ode, right? After you find the ode ma'at ve'in rasha, and you're able to go ahead, zamra le'lokai ba'odi, you're able to dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu because you found your little bit of uncorruptedness, then you can make nigunim. Then you could sing. A nigun. Ki hanigunim naasin al yedei shemevarin ruach tova min ruach nicha'a. They both say, listen to this. We all know the power of a nigun, right? The power of a nigun. What's the power? So we'll say, what's incredible? Rabbi Nachman writes about, we're going to see more of this about this in next week's shir. He says, what's the power of, what's a nigun? You see, a nigun is different than a shira, right? A shira is made up of words. A nigun is just a tune. So we'll say, what is a nigun? A nigun is your breath. A nigun, listen to this, is when a person chooses to take his breath and instead of using it to krechts, right, and to lament his plight, he uses it to sing. He uses it to make music. That's the power of shemevarin ruach tova. A person makes a choice to go ahead and use that breath, ruach tova, to create good. Min ruach necha. Ruach necha means like a lowly ruach. Well, I say, isn't that incredible? It's the same breath, right? The same breath that you say, ah, right? The same breath that you krechts with. The same breath that you say, how could I do this? The same breath that you complain with is the very same breath that you could use ultimately to make a nigun, to make music. V'zeh azamra daiko b'chinas nigunim. So I say, see, hear this incredible progression. So the Rebbe, let's just trace this for just a moment. So the Rebbe says, so the Rebbe tells us that the idea is everything begins with introspection. Everything in life in general begins with introspection. What's the challenge of introspection? That more often than not, when you introspect, what do you find? What do you find?
You don't like.
Hear what you don't like, right? If, I mean, let me say it differently. If you're really doing introspection, right? You could fake introspection, in which case you find all of your mindless. But if you're doing real introspection, you find your deficiencies. The challenge with that is that leads to a skewed sense of self, where a person ultimately begins to look at themselves as broken and tarnished. To which the Rebbe then says, the second part of introspection is find the nekuda tova. Find something good. Even if the good is not great. Even if the good is not perfect. Find something good. You'll say there's no good. There's no good in me. I've divested myself of all good. Impossible. The Ramal says it's impossible. Va'od ma'at ve'in rasha. It could be that most of me is tarnished. That most of me is ruined. It's possible. But od ma'at, there's always a little bit which is in rasha. There's always a little bit which is uncorrupted. I take that little bit and then what? Azamra lelokai ba'odi. That little bit reminds me that I have good inside of me, and if I have good inside of me, I have the ability to build on it. If I have the ability to build on it, I'm going to sing about my ability to change, my ability to grow. Azamra lelokai ba'odi, says the Rebbe. And then after you're able to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's the next step? The next step after that is the ability to create nigunim. To create nigunim. Because what's the nigun? The nigun is when a person takes the breath that could be used as a krechts. The krechts, the moan, the lamenting, which represents a giving up of myself. And I take that very same breath and I turn it into a beautiful, inspirational nigun. The Rebbe then goes on. We'll read one more line, then we'll stop for tonight. He says, V'chein tzrichin. Listen to this, Rabbi Osai. And this is, the order here is very interesting. So the Rebbe spoke about being down the kaf sechus on yourself. You have to give yourself the benefit of the doubt. Here the Rebbe says, by the way, after you learn to give yourself the benefit of the doubt, V'chein tzrichin ladun es achirim lekaf sechus. You have to learn to give others the benefit of the doubt as well. Afilu rasha gamer, tzrichin lechapis velim tzobo eizu nekuda tova. Even if someone is a Rasha Gummer, complete Rasha, you still have to go ahead and try to find something good in the other. So, Bosa, I just want to point out, it is interesting to see how the Rebbe puts the order over here, right? That is almost as if the process of being down the kafsos, of judging people favorably, begins with yourself and then goes to others. Which, I will say, if you think about it, we know people who are highly critical of other people, generally, it's because they're unhappy with themselves. Right? We all know this. If I'm happy with myself, I'm very forgiving of the shortcomings of other people. Right? I can overlook a lot. When I'm unhappy with myself, that's generally when I begin to nitpick on everyone around me. So the Rebbe's order here is very important. First, perfect, being down the kaf sechus on yourself. Find your nekuda tova, your od ma'at, azamr lelokai ba'odi, sing the nigin, and then ultimately, again, you can become to be down the kaf sechus in others also. Everybody, we'll stop over here for tonight. We'll pick up in Emir Tzashem with the rest of this halacha next week. Shkoyach. Beautiful, no? Incredible. All right, so we'll finish this halacha in the Kuti halachas, and then we'll see what we go back to afterwards.